that I wrote many years ago for my brother Phil to sing. The Night Wolves Moan.
Blame it all on a woman. Why am I aching? Heart bleeding.
sitting down but standing tall, is a real life legend. It is, let me just put it this way here. One of her first road gigs was with Levi Helm. He got me beat there. After she kicked his butt, she went on to kick the butt of Leon Redbone for several years, and then for a period of time she kicked the collective butts of Ray Benson and the Asleep at the Wheel Cooperative. And from there she went on to kick Bob Dylan's butt, Van Morrison's butt, and Rod Stewart's sexy little butt. And the butt of that precocious Ryan Adams. And then several other people's butts she's kicked that I can't remember. And tonight, kicking my butt. It's an honor and a joy, a thrill and a challenge to share the stage with Woodstock, New York's Cindy Cashdoll. She's just one of many, many guilty women that I hang around with. We like to do a song. We did a CD last year, Guilty Women and I, called Dave Allen and the Guilty Women. I'd like to do a song up there right now. This one goes back to, again, to my brother Phil, who was hovering around me at all times like a guardian angel. And when we were little kids, we were precocious little consumers of old 78s. And then we figured out that some of the guys on those old 40, 50-year-old 78s were still alive. Not only were they still alive, they were still playing. Not only were they still playing, they were playing not far from our house. So over the years of our early teenage life, we got to be friends with a lot of guys. With the biggest influence on us was the greatest blues shouter that ever lived, a man from Kansas City, Missouri. He was known as the boss of the blues, Mr. Big Joe Turner. And this is a true story.
Turner was the boss of the blues.
just said, boys, is that what it was like before? Now my friends around here anymore. Back then you could see T-Bone rocking the barrel house every night. You could fight sin, salvation, love, or a damn good fight. Yeah, let me tell you, cause it was a poor man's paradise. Now you see that vacant lot over there? That was the club I banged. Where I'd sing all night while Duke and his boys were jamming. But now no one around here remembers who the hell I am. Yeah, but we used to ball all night long, we used to roll. We passed on everything but jumping out on Central Avenue. Singing with someone like the person I'm going to bring out, you do not want to be out of tune. Because they'll let you know. Sometimes in not so nice ways. Speaking of who I'm bringing out, come on, baby. There you go. These Martin guitars, I tell you, I don't think they got a future. I'd like to bring out another guilty woman. This is a woman that I've known for a major chunk of my life. I had the pleasure of producing a couple CDs for her. She is a deep and soulful songwriter, a deep and soulful singer, and it is a deep and soulful thrill, pleasure, honor, and challenge to be on stage with Christy McWilson. Hello, Christy. How are you doing? Would you mind if I tuned again?
We're used to it.
One of the things that Christy and I have in common, besides our winning smiles, is we're both fourth generation Californians. Which is kind of like, we're a rare breed, we're like snail darters, you know. And so, Christy, I'd like to do a song I wrote for my mom. East of the Ohio River, her father said we'd never wed. For I had neither gold nor silver, but my darling dear, please shed no tears. For I think that it's fair to warn you. Traveled the Indian country, whispered your name under lonesome sky. Your memory, my only company. But my darling dear, please have no fear. For I think that's fair to warn to the sea of gold fields, and I worked my stake on the river bank. You know, I was dreaming just how a rich boy feels. So, my darling dear, listen here. And I still recall your tender kiss. Even though his bullet in my chest is burning, oh my darling dear, please shed no tears. For I think next day it's a warning that I'll return to claim. See, if they were here playing, you wouldn't even hear my guitar, so I don't have to worry about tuning or nothing. So, we'd like to do another song off the Guilty Women's CD, and on the proud Noble Yep Rock label. Seems the songs we sing are all about tomorrow. Tunes of promises you can't keep. Every moment bringing love I can only borrow. Tell me lies in your sleep.
Do you think I'm not aware of what you're saying?
Then the things behind took away our chance forever. Song that hopefully will rock after all this.
After I built it up, I fell on the ice a couple days ago, and I don't know what happened to Cindy, but we're kind of moving.
Slow. And what about you? Anything?
Nothing wrong with me. I'll find. Is there any beer here? Song that I wrote with my old friend Tom Russell. It's the first song we ever wrote together. It's a true story, and it goes like this. Do you know who I am? sympathy. In a pancake house near the Rio Grande, where the waitress said, "Sugar, I don't know you from diddly." See, to me, it's just another title thing. Songwriters, everybody from Conway to John Fogerty to John Stewart of the Kingston Trio, Jackson Brown, Richard Berry, Jerry Garcia, I got David Bowie from Lobos, Brian Wilson, Merle Haggard, not a bad lineup. And what we'd like to do, like I said, Christy is a California through and through, even though she abandoned her home state for the more water-soaked, caffeinated, highly caffeinated Microsoft world of Seattle, Washington. But she was nice enough to fly down on her own dime to record this song for the CD. This is a song written by one of California's best songwriters, one of the best songwriters anywhere, the late, great Kate Wolf. When I was young, my mother told me, she said, son, take your time, and don't fall in love too quickly before you know you're mine. And she held me round my shoulders, and in a voice soft and kind, she said, love can make you happy, or love can rob your life. Here in California, fruit hangs heavy on the vine, and there's no gold. Thought I'd warn you, but the hills turn brown. It's a home for mystery. It's an old familiar ride. To everything, there is a season, and every purpose, there's a time.
Time to love and be together. Time when love is for play. Time for questions.
Chico, California. It's above the Sierra Nevada Pay Rail. I tell you what, Christy. You with us? Why don't you sing a song while I just sit here and drink?
I'm going through age.
This is another song from the Dave Allen and the Guilty Women CD. This is one Christy wrote about the trials, tribulations.
Fatigue.
Yeah, general fatigue of
being female. But you know, I've been talking to you for a while, and I think it's general. That's the reason I thought it was just. Yeah.
second.
We are.
Panic strikes the stage.
Changes his mind and he believes, oh, I believe, have a link.
people say that he came from permissive parents out in California, and he would, so he'd do the school year, right, he'd be in school, and then when summertime came, they'd let him take his donkey, and he'd disappear from the high Sierras for 3 months, and then he'd come back, go to school. And after he graduated high school, he started branching out, going into Death Valley, and then into what was basically uncharted territory at the time of northern Arizona, southern Utah. And he would send back paintings and drawings and these beautiful poems and these great letters. And he fell in with all the sort of Western bohemians of the time. He was friends with young Ansel Adams and Dorothea Lange. So he was like a real guy. And he always would tell people, he'd say, you know, someday I'm going to disappear and you're never going to find me. And in about 1933, when he was 20, 21 years old, he did disappear. And he's never been found. And so he disappeared in an area called the Grand Escalante, which is still semi unexplored. And that was that. He became a legend of the Southwest. And so over the years, people tried to track him down. Is he still alive? Is he dead? Et cetera, et cetera. Until last January, I got an email from a guy. And he and a couple pals every year go up into the Grand Escalante there, and they camp out, and they go and have a beverage or two, I'm sure. And then they go looking for his remains. And so I get an email saying, found him. And it basically involved a dying Navajo told his daughter, who then, when she was dying, told her son, and her son said, there's a skeleton stuck in this crevasse. And so they took the bones, sent it up to the DNA laboratory at the University of Colorado at Boulder, and they came back saying, white or Caucasian male, early 20s. And in those days, there wasn't a lot of Wendy's or Taco Bell's or Interstates or anything, so there weren't that many Caucasian males in the early 20s in the Grand Escalante. So they figured, okay, it's got to be Emmer, you know, and it basically the bones dated to about 60 some years ago. And that was that. I lost the song. And then did a couple interviews for NPR where they called me up and they wanted to know, you know, what did I thought about them finding, you know, the discovery of Evan Bruce. And they said, you gonna write another verse to the song? And I thought, no, I don't want to do that, you know, because disappearing is poetry. Finding the guy is journalism. One of the best lines I've ever come up with. So that's that. I lost the song. Yeah, what can you do? Until, I swore I'd never play it again. Because it didn't mean anything anymore. Until. Until the Roos family decided, well, we want to get a second opinion. So they sent the bones to the best DNA lab in the world, the Naval DNA lab down in Florida. And the Naval DNA lab ran their tests on the bones and came back and said, 60-year-old Navajo. So Emmer Roos is still missing. But more importantly, I get my song back. I was born Everett Bruce. I've been dead for 6 years. This is a young boy in my 20s. To the grand Escalante Badland, yeah, the Utah is all mine. And they never found my body, boys, or understood my life. I grew up in California. Folks said he's just another wild kid, but he'll grow out of it in time. But they never found my body, boys, or understood my heart. I broke broncos with the cowboys, sang healing songs with the Navajo. The snake dance with the Hopi. I drew pictures everywhere I go. And I swapped all my drawings for provision, just to get what I needed to get by. And they never found my body, boy. Your crowded seas, those sad and hopeless bars. But I hate your grand cathedrals, where you try to track God. Cause I know God is here in the canyons, with the rattlesnakes and the pinyon pines. They never found my body, boys, or understood my heart. They say I was killed by drifting, or I froze to death in the storm. Maybe mauled by a wildcat, or I'm living down in Mexico. But you know my end, it doesn't really matter. All that counts is how you live your whole life. And they never found my body, boys, or understood my mind. Cause you give your dreams away as you get older. Find my body, boys, or understand my mind.
Thank you. This is the city of Utah right here.
Thanks, you happy now? Yeah, she's prettier than me. I know. Not to spare my feelings. Of course, we're still gonna tune. So that was on a. That song comes off of a CD of mine called Ashgrove that's on the Noble and True Gap Rock label out of this neck of the woods, Paw River. Paw Malls? You got Paw Malls? I've seen it for the show. Paw Gasol? like to do, Cindy's ready, we'd like to do another song off of that CD. And it goes like this. Reality. I'm still out on this highway traveling town to town. Set up my gear, then I'm tearing it all down. Turning up this guitar, standing up on the stage. I'm just trying to raise ghosts up out of their graves. I want to go back to the Ash Grove. That's where I come from. sinner. I can't say I've been all sin. I've done some good things and I've made some well-intentioned mistakes. Maybe some not so well-intentioned. You see, I've been in and out of love and I've said words that I regret. I've been drunk, I've been sober, and I still enjoy it. Just like the 44th president of the United States of America. The cool, calm, refreshing, bipartisan flavor of a menthol cigarette. Got my vote right there. And despite the health warning that comes on the side of guitar cases, it says caution. Being a professional musician can and will be dangerous to your health. And may cause pregnancy. Despite that, and sometimes because of it, I'm still on this highway traveling to town to town. And the news on the radio still brings me down. Tolerance and fear, ignorance and lies. It's the same old, I heard it a million times. And it gets me thinking. CDs I got to produce for Christy, and there's a Cindy Cashdollar CD for sale out there that features some of the A players. She's on there. Her solo CD features Jorma Kalkinen and Sonny Landreth and Marsha Ball and some legendary steel players from the old days like Herbie Remington and my mind is going blank. I know that the Turtles are on there.
Oh, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Yeah. You and the Bobrals and the Turtles. Anyway, we'd like to do another song of the Guilty Women CD. And this is a song Christy wrote. We'd like to dedicate it to to a few people we'd like to dedicate it to. My best friend, Chris Gatling, who passed away about a year and a half ago. I'd like to dedicate it to our beautiful violinist and the guilty woman, women. And she was indeed a guilty woman. Like I said, the talented and complicated Amy Ferris, this is for her. And especially for the being that Christy wrote this song about. This is, wrote this song for. It's semantics. Especially for the being that Christy wrote. If anybody's taping this, just edit out that section and tape it back in right here.
For and about.
For and about. Her noble, persistent, and loyal friend, Audrey.
Sometimes I hear you singing in the breeze, a song that promises no sorrow, and now it's fading by degrees.
Bury me in waiting for me. I get home from work.
Thank you.
Sunny Ferrer's here. Yeah, rock.
Sorry.
But she's almost as good on our body. You know, this is a song that Sunny Terry Ryder McGee got. Chunking here. Hey, Christy, come here. I don't want the show to lull. Keep rhythm on the guitar. Come here. All over the place for all the good things that I do.
Like what?
Like that. Like I might get my name in the Hall of Fame, or maybe even in a book of who's who. Yeah, but what am I worth? The God's greater than I don't mean nothing to you. Yeah, what am I worth? Here on earth, honey, if I can't have you, I just can't find no peace of mind. Thank you.
cool when I try so hard. Raja?
Raga. With a G, like Lady Gaga.
Lady Raja.
Raga. Why don't you lay one on him right here?
No, we were doing it on
I know, you lay one on him. No, you lay one on him. You can do what I can do.
No, you
brought it up.
I think you're mocking me.
No, I'm not. I think you're talented and I want to share. I want you to share your talent. Thrown at me, crushed up Coke cans, cherry bombs. All you have to do is say raga.
Say it wrong, too.
And say it wrong, and I'm useless up here. Well, we're going to try to get through this next song. I was born by a river. did not fall for me. I fell in love with you, baby. But baby, you never ever fell for me. I was dry as that old river, and I'm just as dead as a loaf. Something's gonna rain. Something's gonna fall. Something's so hot tonight. Chrissy, let's tune again like we did last summer. Again, thank you for coming on Sunday night. Thanks to the good people here at the Art Center for unlocking the doors and letting us come in and play in their little playhouse. Now this song is kind of an oddity, a rarity. This is the last song. Well, I wrote this song for my buddy Chris Gaffney and me. And it's the last song we ever recorded together. And it's not available on any albums or CDs. But if you go to davidoffman.net, or it's probably on iTunes, courtesy of the strong and brave Yep Rock record label. And there's a long backstory that involves Chris and I. Chris is my best friend. He was my spiritual advisor. He was my bodyguard. He was the guy that would say, "Alvin," you know, just the right time. And I got his jokes, he got mine, nothing ever needed to be explained, right? He was that kind of friend. And anyway, it's a long, long story I want for you with it. It involves a ghost town in New Mexico, us making it rich, Barbie Benton and Morgan Fairchild. It's Chris's idea, you know? And a movie. We were going to make a movie about us buying this particular ghost town that we lived in Mexico called Cuervo. And then I decided, you know, we figured it'd be a Bob and Bing kind of epic, right? And that's where Morgan Fairchild and Barbie Bent come in. So I sat down and started writing songs because we figured, well, I figured if it's not going to be a movie, it's at least going to be a great EP and a concept thing, you know. So, wrote the song, and like I said, right before Chris passed away, we recorded this one. And Chris was like my other big brother. And to join me, taking Chris's part, is the only other person I could think of to do this with me, is my little baby sister, Christy. You're not leaving me. Anyway, imagine Morgan Fairchild, Barbie Benton, me and Christy, and Gaffney. Be a hell of a movie. Anyway, this is a song called Two Lucky Bums. Two lucky bums doing what we do, sitting in a bar and knocking back a few. Taking life as it comes, two lucky bums.
You got much sense, you got much dough. Ain't really looking, but somehow you know we've had our share of fun. Two lucky bums.
Keep chasing the same old dream. Down the road they never end. Give them a chance, old friend. I know we give it again. You know what? We got some blues and we got some regrets.
Made some mistakes, but nonetheless,
when it's all said and done, we're two lucky bums. Accordion solo here. Chasing the same old dreams down a road that never ends. Give them a chance, old friend. I hope we do it again. So let's raise a toast to the times that we had.
The good, the crazy, and the rough and the bad.
We survived everyone, sort of.
Just a couple losers who won.
Sort of. And when it's all said and done, we're two lucky bums. Yeah, when it's all said and done. Christy?
Yes.
We're two lucky bums. They tuned. Got a split. I would like to do a song here. You cool?
Okay.
All right. At this point, it doesn't matter. I'd like to do a song. This is one, again, my brother Phil is popping up a lot tonight. This is one that I wrote for my brother Phil to sing. This is my mom's
Fairy. So Sam Marie.
Thank you very, very much. It's a song I didn't write. It's I recorded it. It's available on the Hurricane California CD in the Best of Dave Allen, the High Tone Years, which makes me sound dead. And like I said, I didn't write this song. It was written by Tom Russell. But oftentimes people approach me and talk to me, tell me how much they love this song that I wrote, and you know what? Sometimes I do not correct them. Get stone drunk and talk about Alaska. Salmon boats and 45 below. We got that blue wing and jail and water wall. And a cellmate there was little Willie John. Willie, he was one to great blues. So winging Willie wrote him up a song. Said it's dark in here, can't see the sky. Yeah, but I look at this blue wing and I close my eyes. I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall. On a poor man's dream. Moved on picking apples to the town of Wenatchee. The summer finally found him in a run-down trailer park on the south side of Seattle where the days grow gray and dark. And he drank the vision but when the salmon still ran free, and his father's crossed the wide barren sea, and the land belonged to everyone, there was old songs yet to sing. Now it's narrowed down to a cheap motel and a tattooed prison wall, so it's dark in here. I can't see the sky. Yeah, when I look at this blue ring, I close my eyes. I fly away beyond these walls, up above the clouds, where the rain don't fall on a poor man. Christian name, and there was no one there who cried. But I dreamt there was a service, a preacher in an old pine box. And halfway through the sermon, you know, Blue Wing began to talk. He said, it's dark in here, I can't see the sky. Yeah, but I look at this Blue Wing and I close my eyes.
Thank you.